thenewspress.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Money Talk. I'm Neil Kreisel and Diane Duvernay are your hosts every week right here on AM 1290, repeated at 11 and on Saturdays at 6. We're brought to you by Cornerstone Home Lending, whose highly trained and experienced team takes great pride in helping people with home financing, offering competitive rates and a wide array of loan programs. American Riviera Bank, smart banking for smart people in Santa Barbara, at Figueroa and Anacapa Streets, and at Montecito's Upper Village. At Arlington Financial Advisors, a leading wealth management firm in Santa Barbara, providing its clients with the personal care and attention of a small independent firm, coupled with the vast resources of a major financial institution.
Hi, Neil. I hope you had good holidays. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. I had time to peruse various publications that I don't ordinarily read. And there seems to be a frightening theme going on throughout the so-called secondary financial press, which is how successful amateur investors have been, whether it's Robinhood investors or people who have never invested before, and how they've made a fortune. And, you know, looking out into this year, it's a little bit frightening. I remember years ago, I was walking on Central Park West on the corner of 59th Street, and there was a big newsstand there. And I remember a policeman knelt down and grabbed the New York Post, and the first thing he did was open it up to financial pages to look at his stock prices. And I felt when everyone is only focused on stock prices, it could be the real sign of an overheated market. So that's what gets me concerned.
You know, you're always uplifting on this hour, I have to say, Neil. You're always
sorry?
Uplifting. You always start some good uplifting notes.
This is the only time I get to talk to people because I'm shut in here. It's been 10 months and I have no one to talk to other than a Zoom screen. I don't even know if you're there.
So,
by the way, do we have a guest today.
We are thrilled to have with us Sue Steinacre. And she is the owner and operator for Avis and Budget Rental Cars here in Santa Barbara. Sue, thanks so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So the first article is from today's Wall Street Journal. And it continues the theme I just began about excessive risk. And the article is entitled Risk Takes Count on Asset-Backed Bonds. And it begins by saying bargains were very difficult to find at the second half of 2020, but bonds backed by commercial real estate and corporate loans traded for less than 50 cents on the dollar, and many speculators have been drawn to that very high yield and have purchased basically what was similar to the mortgage-backed securities, which in this case are CLOs, commercial collateralized loans, which put together basically subprime loans. In this case, we're talking about hotels, retail malls, and airlines that, because people are afraid that they're going to continue to suffer with the current situation, the yields are very high and the price is very low. And the article talks about people who've made a lot of money in it, including people who have decided that it's such a good investment, they're taking out margin loans to buy even more of it, which, you know, to me is another sign of what is obviously a pretty hot market.
Absolutely. And if, you know, for our listeners out there, you think CLOs, that's a lot of what 2008-09 debacle was, the same type of thing where you'd split out these different loans into tranches and you create other investment vehicles with them.
And the next article from the same today's paper talks about, in general, margin debt reaches a record level. And what the article is focused on is how many investors are now using margin or taking their securities and using it as collateral to borrow more money to buy more stock. And the frightening example, they they talked to a guy who made $1 million last year, and he's so happy with his investments that in and all of it, which by the way was in Tesla, and he, because he's so happy with what he's done, he's decided now to up his game and not only not sell any Tesla stock, but to borrow money through the margins system and be able to have even greater exposure. And there's a whole bunch of other examples about essentially first-time investors who've made very good money last year, now beginning to increase their bets, and that it is a bet rather than investment, by taking out margin debt.
And what I think a lot of people don't realize is, you know, margin debt's all well and good when the market's going up, but when the market starts to drop and then there are margin calls and people can't or don't have the resources to bring in the cash, what happens then is it's a sell-off. And when you sell into a down market, it just makes it worse. It makes the market drop that much faster. And unfortunately, inexperienced investors tend to be the ones that make the problem worse.
And the worst part of it is the article ends by saying that some of the investors that they talk to are using margin to buy options. And, you know, with options, and with margin, you can actually lose more money than you put up. So the amount of money you could lose is astronomical. So it's really kind of crazy. And speaking of crazy, we've talked about this, I think, you know, two or three times in the last 2 months, which is the proliferation of SPAC investments, especially special purpose companies where they're essentially raising money as a shell company and then buying a company and making that company a public company without having to go through with the SEC requirements of a prospectus and all the other rules. Well, the article today talks about another loophole, and that is when a company goes public, the regulations require what's called a silent period, where the company cannot promote its new stock, it can't talk about its prospects. In other words, it can't oversell what they're coming to market with. But specs are exempt. And so what the article is focused on are those companies that have recently become part of the spec phenomenon that prior to and during the actual acquisition where they become a public company, they have been promoting everything about their company, which again is, you know, to me, not only something that is fraught with danger, but it doesn't really permit the investor to really understand anything other than the good part of the story.
Yeah, I have to say the SPACs are extremely risky, and the fact that they're so unregulated, it makes them very fraught with the potential of people losing a lot of money without truly understanding what they're getting involved in.
Now, this article from the New York Times is a little bit better in terms of possible outcomes. And it is entitled, "There's a Better Way Biden Can Raise More Money from the Rich Without Higher Taxes." And the article is focused on the notion of enforcing current tax laws. And there's a huge gap between what Americans owe and what the IRS is actually collecting. And the first problem is the IRS's budget has declined in inflation-adjusted terms. And as a result, there is only 7% of tax returns showing more than $10 million were audited in 2018, down from 30% in 2011. And the second problem is that more and more companies are shunning away from C-corps and becoming S-corps, where money from the corporation flows directly to the individual owners, and it's the individual owners that file a tax return. And the IRS has a problem, has always had a problem with this type of auditing, because it really permits somebody who's not particularly ethical to expense things that aren't appropriate, to take vacations on a corporate card or on their own personal card and say it was a corporate expense. In the article, they talked to a retired IRS agent, and he's quoted by saying, "The IRS does not like to do partnership returns." And the increase in numbers of partnerships are in the millions, and therefore with less people auditing it at the IRS, with less resources and more of these flow through companies being the ultimate filer of the tax return, is no surprise that we have what they consider to be a huge deficit in terms of what should be collected. And the conclusion here is you don't have to raise taxes. You just have to collect the taxes that are currently due.
Well, and I think that that definitely brings into play the fact that, you know, the IRS is woefully understaffed. So it makes it harder for them to actually audit returns. Additionally, the tax law is such that each of those corporate entities, whether it be a C corporation, an S corporation, an LLC, whatever your company is set up as, has different rules regarding retirement plans, how much money you can put away, what all the different bells and whistles. And so if they wanted to streamline and have more people become C corporations, you would think that they would change, or Congress would change the laws to be to reflect such, and therefore business owners would make that choice because it would be the best choice for them.
Very true. You're listening to Money Talk on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back.
For prospective homebuyers, one of the most important steps of the loan process is getting clear and honest information from someone who will speak plainly and truthfully about loan programs and options.
I'm Kelly Marsh, Vice President, California, of Cornerstone Home Lending, where our highly skilled and experienced team takes great pride in helping clients obtain home financing with honest, knowledgeable, fast, friendly, and efficient service. As a Santa Barbara native who has spent the past 20 years in the mortgage industry and has closed over 4,000 loans, I'd appreciate the opportunity to earn your business and invite you to visit thekellymarshteam.com or call my office at 805-563-1100 to learn more about how Cornerstone Home Lending can help you determine the best way to manage mortgage debt to achieve a more stable financial future.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California Residential Mortgage Lending Act license number 41DB072220. California Financial Lending Law license number 60DB072528. Loan originator NMLS number 245822. Not a commitment to loan. Equal housing opportunity.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me. Like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community, or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center, support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Money Talk, brought to you by Cornerstone Home Lending since 1988, a mortgage banker and direct lender that believes in providing in-depth loan consulting to its customers in a personalized and honest manner.
And we can be reached at moneytalk1290@gmail.com. Or you could call us at 805-564-1290 if you have any questions for us. So we have with us in studio, or I guess we're not in studio, we're all on Zoom, Sue Stonecker, who is the owner-operator for Avis and Budget Rental Cars here in Santa Barbara. Sue, thanks so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you, Diane.
So now your offices are located on Haley Street, is that right?
On Haley. That's right. Yeah.
On Haley.
Haley and Garden.
Haley and Garden. That's what I thought. Okay. So now where did you actually grow up, Sue? Are you a native Californian?
No, I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a long way from home, but I've been in California for 40 years.
Oh, wow. What brought you out to California from Florida?
Oh, long story, but I ended up in Palm Springs, where I got, where I began my car rental relationship. And I worked for Budget, and Maury Merkin, I don't know if you ever heard the name, but he started Budget Rent-A-Car in like 1958. And that's where I got my start. And then I went on to Los Angeles and worked at LAX, where I had 350 employees. So that was quite a jump from Palm Springs.
Wow, I bet. Yeah, LA. Well, I've got to imagine any of the major metropolitan airport facilities must be crazy busy compared to one in, say, Palm Springs or a smaller market.
Oh, yeah. During that time, it was insane. So it was like the early 80s. So
now, did you actually move to California to work at Budget in Palm Springs?
Well, no, I was going to school and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And I came out to see some friends and I just ended up staying and just really enjoyed it. I loved living in Palm Springs and lived there for like 13 years.
Wow. Okay. And so then you got an opportunity to go to LAX and work in that Budget office.
Right. Yeah. And I worked there for a few years. It's just, Los Angeles is a different animal. It's, you know, I love the small town. I wasn't really comfortable living in Los Angeles. It was, you know, you can imagine, you know what it's like. It's very hustle bustle and
Absolutely.
So I'm comfortable.
You're more comfortable in San Diego. Yeah. So explain to us what the relationship between you and your Avis Budget office here in Santa Barbara is and the national firms.
Okay. I work on contract with Avis. So I own the business here in Santa Barbara. So the people that work here work for me in Santa Barbara, not the airport, but just downtown. So I work on contract to Avis and I have, you know, I have rules and policies that I have to abide by, and we have a contract and it's worked out quite well. So
now, is that typical of how the rental car agencies work? Is that each of the locations are contractors?
Quite a few for Avis. I started out with Hertz in 94, and they pretty much, the corporations came back in and picked up all of the agencies. But Avis, I think this is what has really helped Avis Budget through this pandemic, were the operators, because they didn't have, you know, the overhead, the payroll. It helped them get through this a little easier than it has our competition.
And when you say that Avis and Budget have a different structure, it sounds like, than the rest of them, are the airport locations also owner operated, or are those actually?
99% of them are corporate locations. So they're run by the corporation.
So in this structure, who has to finance the automobiles?
Avis.
So they
provide, the vehicles and all the maintenance, and I'm just pretty much, I provide the manpower and bit of the advertising and whatever it takes to run the business.
So the risk of ownership, and I know Hertz got into a lot of trouble with their large inventory of cars this last year. So the ownership risk is really the corporate risk, not yours.
Right. And they've sold close to 100,000 cars since March.
Oh, wow. Okay. So now let's talk about the fleet and how that works. So Avis as a company, when they sell the cars, do they sell them to individuals or do they sell them to one of their portfolio companies, Payless Car Rental Place or something like that?
They do. They sell them. They have a program. It's called the Ultimate Test Drive, where you can buy an Avis car. You'll just go online to avis.com. They also have, there's a very small percentage of the fleet is owned. So they don't really, they maybe buy 10% of their vehicles. the majority of the fleet is leased. And at the end of the lease, and it could be mileage cap, or it could be, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, they're sent back to the manufacturer or taken to auction.
And so how long do you typically keep the subset of cars that you have at your location?
Oh, it changes daily. Cars are, you know, coming and going constantly.
So you never have, you don't have like a set, okay, these are my 25 cars. They all kind of float between different Avis locations.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It changes constantly.
So when a car comes in from Connecticut, it makes no difference to you if it has an Arizona license plate or a Connecticut license plate?
None at all.
That's interesting.
And we had a lot of that happening in the beginning of the pandemic in March and April and even May. A lot of people, of course, didn't want to fly, so they were all driving back east. So a lot of, but unfortunately, the airports have really truly suffered from this because people aren't flying in and the businesses have just dried up. People aren't traveling, no business travel. So my business has been half of what it was, but I've been able to survive. And I can see where, I think it's going to be okay. I know it is. Yeah, we're going to bounce back. It's going to take a while, but we're going to bounce back.
Well, you've had headwinds not only from COVID, but from Uber as well. It's sort of been a whole storm of competition and economic news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been a challenge. This is 2020 has certainly been a challenge.
And so who is your typical customer? If, you know, if your business was halved, so you have, you know, the tourist side of things have definitely dropped off. But then who's picking up that other half of the business? Local people or is it?
They have. It's been a lot of new faces that I've seen. Like I said, people are, they're wanting to drive. They don't want to fly. So they're going to see their mom and dad, and a lot of people traveling back east. They're driving back east. So families are packing up the cars and going back east. Some have dropped the cars there and, you know, they're just staying there because they can work from home. It's really been an interesting change. Like in the summertime, a lot of Europeans, and I know that you're familiar with the EF school, the Education First, the language school, where I had an enormous amount of business from them, and they had thousands of students that come in every year. And, you know, that was a big hit for me. But it's just been a whole different group of people. And it's been kind of interesting where it is local people. It's not the business travelers. I did have quite a few business travelers that would, you know, go to LA and come back or, you know, travel for a week. That's pretty much dried up. So right now, yeah, it's the local people.
You're listening to Money Talk on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jeff Devine from American Riviera Bank. All of our customers were once just like you, stuck with a bank that kept charging more for less. But when they finally made the decision to change banks, American Riviera Bank made the move easy with mobile deposit, online banking, free use of every ATM in the country, and a level of customer service that other banks dream of. Come in and make the move today in our downtown Santa Barbara or Montecito Upper Village branches. American Riviera Bank, smart banking for smart people.
Hospice of Santa Barbara is there to help when we're adjusting to living with a life-threatening illness, facing death, anticipating the death of a loved one, or healing our grief after a death. Hospice of Santa Barbara can provide the emotional, social, and spiritual care needed in a supportive, compassionate environment. Hospice of Santa Barbara provides professional counseling for individuals and has many support groups and programs for adults, teens, and children. Services are free, made possible by our community's generosity and by all of the highly trained, wonderful volunteers that give of their time to help those in need. If you would like to make a donation, become a volunteer, or support the important work of Hospice of Santa Barbara, or find out more about hospice services for you or someone you love, please call 563-8820, 563-8820, or visit our website at www.hospiceofsantabarbara.org.
Remember, one less spark is one less wildfire. Have fun without fire. In many areas, use of campfires and charcoal cookers are not allowed. Make that an advantage. Stargazing is better without firelight. Or listen to the forest at night when creatures really prowl. Hike in the moonlight with a flashlight. Bundle up and enjoy the warmth while sensing the chill that wild things feel. Make camping different this weekend and camp without a spark. The California Statewide Fire Prevention Campaign thanks you for your cooperation.
Welcome back to Money Talk, brought to you by Arlington Financial Advisors, a leading wealth management firm founded on providing thoughtful, objective, and comprehensive financial guidance for families and entities who are seeking long-term financial confidence.
So, Sue, on the break, we were talking about the fact that about 12 years ago, Avis and Budget actually combined in Southern California to create Avis Budget Group. And now Avis and Budget are both under your care here in Santa Barbara. And so is that the same? Are Avis and Budget combined nationally, or is it just in the Southern California region?
They are national.
So they're nationally put together.
Yeah.
So do you have an incentive to sell, upsell the customer? And I don't mean it in a pejorative way, but if a customer comes in, do you make extra money if they buy insurance coverage, for example?
I work on a commission basis. So anything they buy, yes.
So since I'm not a customer right now, tell me, does it make sense to buy the insurance? That's a question that, it's like an existential question. I've been asking that for 50 years. No one seems to know the answer.
Wait, before you
answer. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody else.
Wait, before you answer,
do you
get the insurance?
What?
Neil, do you usually buy the insurance?
No.
Okay. So he doesn't usually get it.
He doesn't. Well, it depends on your own policy. You know, some people depend on their credit cards. Everybody's different. It depends on how long you're going to have the car. For me, if I'm going to have it for a day, hey, it's carefree. $11 for a small car. I'd rather go ahead and do that. You don't have a deductible. You don't submit to your own insurance. It's just easy peasy.
Whereas for a longer stay, it starts to add up, which is why people tend to revert back to their own policy or credit card insurance or some other means.
But then we go back to, I have, such an enormous amount of Europeans that come, and they don't have anything here. So.
Oh, interesting. Right. When you travel internationally, are you forced to get the insurance or no?
No, not at all. It's, it just depends on what you have. I just encourage you to make sure that you have something on your own policy or your credit card or something.
Gotcha. And so given your arrangement that you basically work on commission through, you're the owner of this operation, how does the national versus you work with the advertising side of things and promotions?
Well, I would do anything locally. We have split things in the past. It just kind of depends on what, they do more of the national advertising, of course. And I don't have to contribute anything. I'm nervous. So I would do anything locally.
Instance, you're part of one of the loyalty programs through Avis, and they send you kind of a coupon that's a free rental or a free upgrade or something along those lines. How do you work that with national?
Well, I don't think I understand that question, but I think our loyalty program, I honor all of that. So it's not anything that just because they have a free day coupon, of course I honor that. So
But then do you personally take the hit for it, or does Avis National reimburse you for it?
Avis National, they'll take care of it.
Yeah. They take care of it. Got you. And so with COVID and all the different regulations, how have you seen running the business change for you? You know, every business has had to change different protocols, et cetera, depending from cleaning to, you know, traffic in the office. How have you seen things having to change for you?
Oh, it's really, I can't even explain. The cleaning is so important, and it's like Avis is constantly, I mean, they provide me with face mask and gloves and sanitizers and everything for the cars. And it's really, really important that to them that we clean the cars properly. I mean, I've been on calls where, okay, are you doing this? And it's like, they want to make sure that everything is taken care of, that nobody is put at risk ever. Our office is cleaned, you know, constantly with Lysol, and it's just been, you know, it's a lot of extra work, but we all have to do it.
Did you have to lay anybody off during the year?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
And the people you said that the responsibility for servicing the cars is Avis, but do you provide the people that actually do the servicing?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
So they work for you, but you charge back to Avis?
No.
Wait. So,
for my employees? No.
No. But if your employee fixes it, let's say, you know, there's something wrong with the automobile, who fixes it?
Well, it kind of depends. If there's a mechanical problem, they have a maintenance yard in Los Angeles. So they have drivers that will come and pick the cars up. I have, there's a facility that'll do oil changes and tires here in Santa Barbara for me. Anything else I send out.
So you don't have mechanics on staff. That all gets sent out for the maintenance of the vehicles.
Right, yeah.
And so given your arrangement with Avis, were you eligible for the PPP loans, or will you be eligible for these upcoming PPP loans for the Paycheck Protection Act through the COVID CARES Act that was passed in Congress in July and December?
I believe so, but fortunately I haven't. That's not an avenue that I'm going to look into right now. I think I'm going to be okay.
And so when we look at what the relationship is between you and the airport, Avis, is the reason why the pricing is often different between the locations at the airport are usually more expensive than the satellite branches, for lack of a better term, because those are run by the corporate office of Avis?
Not necessarily. It's any airport you fly into, there's extra airport taxes. I know that recently I was checking for a customer going to Seattle. Taxes were 40% of, yeah, it's crazy. All the percentage and the facility fees, and any airport you fly into, you're going to pay extra.
But how do you price? So somebody calls your office today and says, I want to rent a car. Is that done by the computer automatically? You don't have to think about pricing?
I don't. But they do listen to my input. So it's all done pretty much through a robot. So the robot sees like how big my fleet is, what reservations I have coming in. And, you know, it's kind of supply and demand. So it's, but it changes so frequently that I have, you know, I'm constantly changing things because it's just the craziest business.
Are you changing things, or is the robot changing things?
The robot will change it, and I do have to watch that because sometimes it changes things that don't really work for me at the time.
Robots, that's the problem with AI.
Yeah.
You're listening to Money Talk on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back.
It's a fact. Successful wealth management is built on strategies that focus on the big picture, take a long-term view, and establish deep and valued relationships.
Hello, I'm Diane Duva, founding partner at Arlington Financial Advisors, Santa Barbara's trusted family guide, empowering you to make more informed and confident decisions. At Arlington Financial Advisors, we bring order and balance to your financial life by monitoring and managing risk so you can focus on your work, family, and enjoying the moment. We are a fully independent firm offering strategic financial planning, estate and tax planning, and private money management. Our plans and portfolios are handcrafted using a rigorous and disciplined approach, supported by a consistent yet highly personalized client experience. Our clients look to Arlington Financial Advisors as a home away from home, a comfortable place to protect what they've accomplished while they prepare for what comes next. Please visit arlingtonfinancialadvisors.com or call me, Diane Duva, at 805-699-7300.
The United Way of Santa Barbara County is working to help those impacted by COVID-19 through a variety of response and relief efforts, including rental assistance, financial support grants, and remote learning programs. Here's Melinda Cabrera.
We have forged really strategic and impactful partnerships with local districts, nonprofit youth-based organizations, family service agency, because we know that the needs are layered, and we know that families are impacted on a multitude of ways, whether it's unemployment and then childcare and basic needs and securities. But it's been very difficult, and I'll say that it's also heartbreaking to hear some of the stories and challenges that people from the community are dealing with. So we have the opportunity to talk with a lot of the applicants, and it's hard. It's hard to hear how devastated some families have been from all of this.
To find out what assistance you may qualify for, go to unitedwaysb.org or call 805-965-8591.
Welcome back to Money Talk, brought to you by American Riviera Bank, making your life easier with cutting-edge technology. Mobile deposits, free use of every ATM machine in the country, and a level of service other banks can only dream about.
So, Sue, before the break, we touched briefly upon the loyalty programs that you offer. Will you explain them to us and how they work?
Sure. As an individual, they could have what is called an Avis preferred number or wizard number, and they can get points from each rental that they get, and it counts for across the country, wherever they rent, even internationally. There's also a new program that they have. It's a business program, and it's still on the point system with how many business or how many points your business will get. And you can get free days and upgrades and all kinds of stuff.
Has Hertz's problem helped you?
It has. Yeah. That's where, because their location on Cabrillo closed. So they're only, they only have one location near the auto center.
Well, no, I meant even more than that. I mean, it just in terms of share, market share for the whole company.
Oh, definitely.
Because all that bad publicity that Hertz had sustained last year.
Yeah.
Took some of the, you know, the shine out of the company. It used to be, you know, Hertz was, you know, the old, you remember the old commercial for Avis, you know, we try harder because we're number two. Now, you know, Hertz has some issues that I guess probably would help you.
They do. I don't even know if they're going to be able to recover from all of this. It's hopefully, I don't know. I hope they can. I worked for Hertz for 13 years, and they were a great company to work for.
So in terms of the local rental car market downtown, it's basically only you now, since they closed their location on Cabrillo, it's basically just you and one other outfit, correct?
Right. That's it.
And so given that it's a smaller market, you're seeing an increase in local business because of that? Or the tourists?
I believe so. And the people not traveling, not going by air.
Right.
So are you talking about, Diane, were you talking about
Enterprise? They're opting to drive more.
Yes, I was.
So Enterprise advertises pickup and delivery. Is that something you do as well?
The way you say that.
I do, but not during COVID.
Yes, but not during COVID. Is that what you said, Sue?
Right.
And that's true for enterprises.
I'll deliver a car, but I won't. You know, I don't know if they're doing pickup and delivery right now during COVID.
From a pricing standpoint, do you try to stay around their pricing?
The robot does. I don't know that I need to. I should probably pay more attention to it, but it's so far it's worked out for me to, the robot's been okay with the pricing because it sees what my competition's doing that day. And then it factors in how many cars I have.
So do you go into the office or can you personally work at home?
Oh no, I go in. Yeah.
And yeah. Now are people still walking into the store and saying, I want to rent a car, or is it mostly people are doing it online and coming and picking it up?
Both. It's been a really interesting time, but I do encourage people, you know, because I'm upstairs. My office is very, very small. I'm limited with the amount of people I can have in that office. So I do a lot of business outside. So I encourage people to not come into the office.
Do you ever run out of cars?
I do, but I have a really good relationship with our airport location, and they're always there to help me.
And so when is your typical busy season? Is it usually that you're busy in the summertime with the tourism, or is it the EF program in the winter? You know, when is your busy time?
Well, EF is year round, but typically they have more students in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And summertime is that's the time. That's my bread and butter for the year.
And so did that hold true this year, even with COVID?
No, no.
So summer was not busy for you?
No.
Interesting.
It was okay. I'm not breaking any records, but I made it.
And so you had mentioned before that you think that you had about a 50% drop off since March and the lockdowns in COVID. When you look towards the future of recovery, what do you see as being kind of those kind of markers that will help you get to the next stage of growth? Or get, I shouldn't even say growth, or grow back to where you once were?
Well, once the tourists start coming back, that'll really help.
Do you do long-term leases, or is it daily leases only?
I do both. In fact, I have a gentleman, he's probably been in a car for 12 years. Not the same car, of course, but I have like a handful of customers that are in like 12, 10, 8 years. They've been in cars.
And are you competitive with a regular dealer, a car dealer?
No.
So why do they do it?
Well, that's a good question. It works for them. You know, as far as the leases are, you know, probably half the price of what I'm charging them, but I don't know why they're doing it.
But they have the option to give the car back, right? Anytime.
Change the car out, like anytime. They can change the car anytime, but typically they'll have it a few months and I'll, you know, recycle the cars for them.
And what about fleet sales? Do you do fleet work too?
I don't. No, not here in Santa Barbara.
Oh, I so every 2 months?
No, it could be like 2 months. It could be 6 months. It could be 8 months. Probably no longer than 8 months that they have one car. Right now, because of everything going on, of course, they're not buying any new cars. We're probably not going to see any new cars till around March. So they just, you know, because of the airports were the ones that really did the bulk of the rentals and kept the cars on the road, where they're not doing the business right now. So they don't really need all those cars, but they can see what's going to happen. It's going to things are going to start to turn around and they want to be ready.
And how long, how many miles is typically in a normal period does the car get to work?
You said that you do have a good relationship, but is it possible that there are other owner operators like yourself that don't have a good relationship with their airport counterparts? And if so, how does that work?
Well, that would be, well, what happens is we have a distribution center. So typically when I can see that I'm going to need cars, I can send in my request for how many cars I need. And so they'll either be trucked in or drivers will bring them in. You know, but on occasion I'll have a busy day, an unexpected busy day, and that's when the airport will kick in. As far as other relationship with other current with like Los Angeles, I don't know.
Gotcha.
You're listening to Money Talk on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back with our final segment.
For prospective homebuyers, one of the most important steps of the loan process is getting clear and honest information from someone who will speak plainly and truthfully about loan programs and options.
I'm Kelly Marsh, Vice President, California of Cornerstone Home Lending, where our highly skilled and experienced team takes great pride in helping clients obtain home financing with honest, knowledgeable, fast, friendly, and efficient service. As a Santa Barbara native who has spent the past 20 years in the mortgage industry and has closed over 4,000 loans, I'd appreciate the opportunity to earn your business and invite you to visit thekellymarshteam.com or call my office at 805-563-1100 to learn more about how Cornerstone Home Lending can help you determine the best way to manage mortgage debt to achieve a more stable financial future.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California Residential Mortgage Lending Act license number 41DB072220. California Financial Lending Law license number 60DB072528. Loan originator NMLS number 245822. Not a commitment to loan. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Jeff Devine from American Riviera Bank. All of our customers were once just like you, stuck with a bank that kept charging more for less. But when they finally made the decision to change banks, American Riviera Bank made the move easy with mobile deposit, online banking, free use of every ATM in the country, and a level of customer service that other banks dream of. Come in and make the move today in our downtown Santa Barbara or Montecito Upper Village branches. American Riviera Bank, smart banking for smart people.
This is the place that talks about Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara's astronomical unit.
Community Matters. Radio, real estate.
Money Talk.
The Andy Caldwell Show.
Santa Barbara T-Sports Radio Show.
Golf Radio Show.
Community Alert.
Mortgage Matters.
Welcome to the Voices.
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 Voices of Santa Barbara.
The CEO Report.
And CSUCI presents About Education.
Farm to Table Hour.
Around the World.
The Jeremiah Show.
History Friday.
The Art and Antiques Radio Show.
Garden Gossip.
Cork and Fork Radio Show.
Solutions News. Conversations that count.
Tell me your story.
KZSB. AM 12.
Welcome back to Money Talk, brought to you by Arlington Financial Advisors, a leading wealth management firm founded on providing thoughtful, objective, and comprehensive financial guidance for families and entities who are seeking long-term financial confidence. So here's a question for you. What happens if a car breaks down at 3 o'clock in the morning and they call whatever number they have in their little envelope? Who gets that call?
There's a emergency road service, and it's 24 hours a day, no matter where you are. And what they'll do is they'll kind of see where you are, who's open at that time. It could be one of the airports might be open. They'll do whatever they need to do to get you moving again.
Okay, so that's not your responsibility. You don't have to keep people on call for that.
No.
Okay. Oh, so it sounds like your business model is pretty clean. That is essentially it's like any sales organization. You're not really dealing with a capital investment, and you're not dealing with moving assets around. You're basically like any sales operation, and so it's pretty smooth. It's kind of a very simple, smooth operation.
It is. It certainly is. It's much better than I couldn't imagine being a licensee and having to deal with all the cars and the. You're right. It's a very smooth operation.
Does anybody, any of the other licensees have to deal with it, or everyone operates like you do?
No, there's a couple licensees. There's one in Santa Maria and San Luis Obispo, but they don't have, you know, like with the breakdown that you talked about. If their car breaks down, that's a car that they own. You really, then it's going to be a real problem getting you a new car, because they have to like send somebody out, and it's because that's their responsibility. It's not the corporation's responsibility.
And that's the same thing with insurance and an accident. If there's a serious accident that doesn't go through you, National takes over. If somebody gets into a big accident.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any accident. Yeah.
So Diane, maybe you and I should go into the automobile rental business.
Sure, Neil.
Yeah.
So if there was a specific car, like let's say I wanted to rent a minivan because I wanted to drive across country with my family, what number would I call to reach out to you to see if you had any inventory, and how far ahead should I plan to call you if I know in 6 weeks I wanted to rent that car?
Well, I always like to tell people as soon as you know, because that way, if it's something that I don't have in my inventory, I can look around and find one for you. So, and I don't always have the minivans because they are very, very popular right now with families traveling and going back east and through all this pandemic.
You know, one of the real values of a rental system is you can try out a car before you buy it. So if it's the car that's in your fleet that you are thinking of buying, you can drive it for a day or two and get a sense of whether you like it or not.
That's right. I get quite a few people doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what number would they call you at, Sue, or would you advise them to go through the Avis National website?
Oh, either way, but I'm happy to take their phone call. And my number is 805-965-1079.
Perfect. So if you're, so you advise calling as soon as you know, even if it's say 6 months out, hey, I'm looking to rent a minivan.
Yeah. Cause that way I kind of know what to expect and what to, you know, it's not that easy. I mean, cars come and go, and sometimes cars don't come back when you expect them. So I'll know what I need when I need it.
You know, Sue, we've had many guests on during the last year, and there's been a lot of discussion about the impact that COVID has had on their business. And when I saw you were going to be a guest today, I said, okay, here goes another one. I can't imagine how the rental car business could be not really negatively impacted, but you seem to be pretty cheerful and upbeat, which is a surprise.
I think that might just be her personality, Neil.
Well, thank you. But it, you know, it's been, like I said, it's been a challenge, but it's, I just can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I've just, the stories have just really, touched me and just kept me going. There's been so many people that have been affected by this. And, you know, my story is nothing compared to some of these people that, You know, downtown Santa Barbara is this sad.
Well, thanks so much for being here, and good luck and continued success with your business. You've been listening to Money Talk on AM 1290 KZSB. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
It's